This is American Family News. I'm Rusty Peake. President Donald Trump and other Republican leaders are reacting online to the Monday FBI raid of his Mar-a-Lago, Florida estate. David Lee Miller has the details at Trump Tower in New York City.
There was a great deal of outrage from prominent Republicans. Kevin McCarthy warned of a possible investigation of the Justice Department. In a tweet, McCarthy said, and I quote, "I've seen enough. The Department of Justice has reached an intolerable state of weaponized politicization. When Republicans take back the House, we will conduct immediate oversight of this department." The former president himself was here in New York City at Trump Tower when the FBI entered his Florida home. Trump posted a campaign-style video online, and while it doesn't specifically mention the raid, he talks about how law enforcement is wrongly used to go after political parties. He talks about the decline of America and says hardworking patriots are going to save the country. He concludes saying, quote, "The best is yet to come."
The Biden administration revealing the controversial so-called remain in Mexico policy has come to an end. This as New York City grapples with an influx of asylum seekers being bussed into the Big Apple by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. Nate Foy reports from New York.
The Department of Homeland Security announced the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border program is officially over. The Supreme Court ruled in late June that President Biden could end the program, and now he has. This means immigrants will not be sent back to Mexico to wait for their asylum cases to be processed. Now, critics say that decision will only make the border less secure and more buses will keep coming. Here in New York City, the New York Post reports the city is working to open a new facility to house incoming migrants that would hold up to 600 families.
Four states hold primaries today, packed with interesting scenarios ahead of November's midterm election. Gernal Scott takes a look.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers seeks a second term and awaits the result of a GOP primary with candidates backed by former President Trump and ex-Vice President Pence going head-to-head. In Vermont, the question is who will win party primaries and face off in 3 months to succeed retiring eight-term Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy. In Connecticut, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal seeks another term. Republicans haven't held a Connecticut Senate seat in close to 30 years. And in Minnesota, the death of 1st District Congressman Jim Hagedorn this year sets off two races, a special election to fill the last few months of this term and a primary to see who goes for the seat in the next Congress. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
An update on the Christian school that went to court over lunch money. Chris Woodward has more.
Days after getting hit with a federal lawsuit, President Joe Biden and Florida's Agriculture Commissioner have approved Tampa-based Grant Park Christian Academy's application for funding to continue serving free meals to low-income children enrolled at the school. Attorney Erica Steinmiller Perdomo of Alliance Defending Freedom, the law firm representing the school.
We filed a motion that would get us before the court seeking urgent relief just to ensure that the school will be able to serve meals when they start classes on Wednesday. The court set a hearing for Thursday, August 11th. We were contacted by federal and state officials backing down. We submitted a joint request to the court to cancel the hearing because they essentially conceded that Grant Park Christian Academy is entitled to a religious exemption under federal law.
ADF was also told USDA is going to be issuing a letter to the school saying that it was granted a religious exemption that ADF was requesting.
State officials also ensured that the school's application to participate in the lunch program for the year is going to be approved. So right now we are happy to say that the school is going to be able to proceed as planned, that they'll receive the necessary funding, and that the kids are going to be able to get school meals on Wednesday.
I'm Chris Woodward.
Stocks fell on Wall Street as disappointing earnings reports weighed on technology and travel companies, and investors await the latest updates on inflation. More news online at AFN.net and download the AFN mobile app for your Apple or Android device. I'm Rusty Peake.